This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Ronald Gray, my regular co-host on the Common Sense Show. Second hour with us. Happy Easter, all you folks out that way. Hope your Easter baskets were filled and you have a pleasant family day wherever you happen to be. So what's going to be the outside of this radio show, Ronald, what's going to be the highlight of your Easter day?
Our annual Easter egg hunt, of course.
You have one, don't you?
I've been in charge of since my great nieces were born, so the last 7 or 8 years, I would say.
Well, where do you do it? Do you do it down in...
We do it at our family home in Mississippi.
Oh, and so...
And I'm pretty much in charge of it, so the eggs are ready to be hidden, and the kids are...
Are they real? Did you actually take real eggs?
No.
Oh, well. And that was the thing I know we used to do when my kids were very, very young. My wife and I would go ahead and boil the eggs.
Right.
We actually had some chickens back then. We'd take our eggs that the chickens laid, and then we'd dye them different colors.
Right, we did that, right.
Did you? And then they would be hard-boiled eggs is what they'd be.
We did that up until...
That's what we were doing wrong.
We did that up until we had a rainstorm. And my mother let us hide them in the house.
Uh-oh.
And someone hid one down in a vase that didn't get found.
Yep.
That was sitting near the wall, on a table near a wall. And after about a week, she was so afraid that a mouse or something had gotten into the wall that she had a carpenter come and tear the wall out. Until someone picked
the
up
smell.
The vase
the
for the smell. Until someone picked up the vase and said, "Are you looking for, are you minus an Easter egg?" So there were no more Easter egg hunts in the house. Ever. And I think that's when we switched to plastic eggs. But we put little treats and stickers and things in the plastic eggs so that the kids like them too. So.
Yeah, well, good. And you can get them, you can open up, put something in, put some, put load up a lot of them with $100 bills. I guess you could do that, couldn't you?
Right. And down here, another highlight.
Welcome if you're doing that.
Another highlight of today is a crawfish boil. A lot of people down here have them on Good Friday or Saturday before Easter, but we save ours for Easter.
And boil, and that's when the pig roast comes in. We discussed. And,
that's right.
And but there are, my favorite, particularly in rural areas, and I've done this not just in the South but all over, is the dinner on the grounds after the service.
You do
the Sunday service, and then everybody brings potluck. And I love that. We just don't do that very much anymore, where, there's 6 or 7 different kinds of potato salad.
Right.
And there's ham, and there's turkeys, and there's beef, and shrimp, and just whatever you could possibly want, and everybody brings their own dish, and I don't know how, I can't remember how the preacher's wife or someone say, "Here's your list of what yours should bring." I don't know how they make it all work.
Yeah, they still do that.
But if you think about it, a concept where everybody makes like the thing that people like most that they make, you end up with like an incredible meal.
Because
it's like the favorite potato salad, the favorite barbecue beans, maybe.
Favorite dessert
and cakes. And
got to have baked beans, of course.
Yeah,
and
dinner on the ground is a great meal.
Oh, really? Just so many fond memories. And, I was in politics and often had a full agenda, so much to do, and still trying to give some family time. And I think I want to go to the service. After I went to a few services and stayed for the dinner on the grounds, I started taking my whole family and went to churches all over the rural area of our home state of Louisiana. Now, they're just such fond memories.
They are.
Socializing and just visiting. And we still do that with family picnics around the country. But it's something special when everybody brings potluck and does it that one way.
Well, I worked for several days on the Easter egg hunt, so I hope everyone's ready today.
Oh, so all you listeners, if you're close to Osaka, Mississippi.
Chattawa, we say.
Chattawa.
And you've got a wonderful home. It's like going to Gone with the Wind or something. And Ron, it's really beautiful.
So. Now, Ron, if you got three suits that show up wearing sunglasses, you might be audited.
That's right. That's right. We are way away from Belzoni.
They're making jokes of the fact that 10 of the top, or the 8 of the top 10 counties in America where there's the highest percentage of audits are in the state of the poorest state in the
right.
In the
poorest part of Mississippi, yeah.
We're last in everything, but we're first in IRS
audits.
Something we're not 50th in. We always say we're last in everything that's good and first in everything that's bad.
Well, there you go. That's Louisiana, too. But Jackie started dyeing Easter eggs with the grandkids a week ago. A week. We already have 4 dozen done.
I hope they ate them. He didn't save them.
No, she refrigerated them.
They should be fine.
Leo, either one of you guys watch the Masters, watch the finish of the Masters?
Oh, yeah.
Week? Now, what a great
yes.
ending. I happened to be in a restaurant with my wife and grandnieces and nephews and some grandkids, and luckily there's a TV set there, and we just couldn't leave, and we were mesmerized by the fact that Tiger Woods made his big comeback and is back on form again, and we're hoping to get a back doctor on the phone to talk about, his back was in excruciating pain. He can't even bend over. Now he's out there winning the Masters. So there's something secret.
What I think is most interesting about his big win is that he's now going to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which
from
is
Donald Trump.
From the president, which is pretty much reserved for people who help bring about world peace and contribute to national security. But I think in this case, maybe gets the president a few golf tips and
that's
golf
right.
lessons.
Swaps it off.
Right?
You get the Medal of Freedom. I get
you at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, with pictures.
That's right. And in return, I get free golf lessons.
Right.
Speaking of pictures, Jim had his picture made with Tiger Woods not too long ago. I saw it on his website.
You go to our radio, Radio Commons. sense.com, and you'll see Tiger and me. Well, Tiger comes to town. We hang out. He's
so you're the secret behind the success.
What I said on the website.
Jim had back problems, and now you see how well he's doing. Must have given him a few tips.
That's right. I gave Tiger some good tips. He won the Masters. And by the way, I read where this fella who lives out west, I'm not sure what state it is, but he just was so enthralled with Tiger Woods. He went and put $85,000 down in a Las Vegas casino on the odds. The odds were 14-1, and Tiger wins by hook or crook, and the payout is $1.2 million.
Wow.
Pretty good return when the odds were 14-1. So
you just have to be willing to put up that $85,000.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Was that all it was? Aww.
So if you put up a dollar, you get $14 back.
Right.
I guess, huh?
I feel good about that.
Yeah. No, I like the guy that instead of getting paid for his job with Facebook, at their first little office, he was painting the outside. He took a few shares of stock in return, and I think,
smart guy.
$200 million or something
smart
like that.
Smart guy. Now, there's one problem. He might be called before a congressional committee to testify in the future, but smart guy.
And, we still, the Mueller report is still being eaten apart. Obviously, there was no collusion. I think that Mueller himself, involving Donald Trump, said that there was no collusion with the Russians. The question of the whole area of obstruction of justice, and it's a real thick area, a real uncertain area when the president is giving advice or asking things to his appointee, the attorney general. Is that obstruction of justice? And then we're dealing with the sitting president. It's really a murky area that is being discussed by the political pundits and will be for weeks and months to come.
Well, the interesting thing that he said is to point out what some people have been trying to explain all along. But the president and Barr and others have continued to use the word collusion. One of the things Mueller explained is that collusion is not a legal term or a crime. That's not even what he was looking into. Now, was he looking into conspiracy with Russians, in which he obviously didn't find any there? But collusion is like a new word that got brought up, and it's not even really what they were looking for.
Well, it'll be discussed for weeks and months to come. I think, and I talked last week, you guys weren't here, about the Teflon president. We'll come back and talk about it here in a minute, about that New York Times article.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk about it. RadioCommonSense.com is our website. Ronna Gray and Leela Honeycutt and I are here. We've still got a lively show on this Easter Sunday. Stay with us, and we will be right back.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We were talking about Tiger Woods there a little bit, winning the Masters. And, you know, 2 years ago, everybody thought he was completely through with golf because he had all this series of back surgeries. One would be devastating, but a series of back injuries, and he comes back and wins the Masters golf tournament. Dr. John Peloza, P-E-L-O-Z-A. Did I say that right, Doc? Peloza, right, Doc?
Yes.
Yeah, good. And he's an internationally recognized orthopedic surgeon. He's launched a number of minimally invasive orthopedic spine treatments that contributed to Tiger's miraculous comeback. And so, Dr. Peloza, we're glad to have you on the show today.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
There, got your luck a little bit now. So were you surprised that the surgeries were possible that allowed Tiger Woods to come back and play? It looked like, you know, from everything I read, his back was just terrible condition. But at what level, what happened to bring him back? What kind of surgeries took place? Do you know the invasive activity that took place? What's involved in something like that?
Well, I didn't do the surgery. My colleague did and got a nice result. It was for a spinal segment, one segment, which is favorable, and it had degenerated because of this previous operation. So what he had was an operation called a fusion from the front of the spine. So it's called an anterior lumbar interbody fusion, and it's been done for a long time. And is we get pretty consistently good results. Now, getting somebody back to playing professional golf is an extreme condition, and I'm so happy that happened, but that would not be the norm.
Well, because if you fuse the bone, then you basically have no disc to give you the flexibility. Then how do you continue to move if you don't, you know, without some discomfort if there's no disc in there? That's what's surprising to me.
Well, there are five lumbar discs, and they all share motion. So losing the one disc does not eliminate motion. The other discs then compensate, and you can also compensate through your hips and legs. So after the surgery, it's critical that patients be rehabbed properly so they have good, strong core muscles and they understand body mechanics. And, some people may have to change their activities a little bit to protect their back in the future, but it's expected to get a good result after a single-level fusion.
Hey, doctor, you know, it took 14 years from his last win up until this win this past week. 14 years and all these surgeries. There's just up until recently, I had a number of friends who had back surgeries, and it only worked about 50% of the time. Is this some new procedure that's as you were saying, you have a lot more luck with?
No, it's been around for a long time, and we actually do get a lot of good results, and the 50% number is way too low. Our expectation is more of the 85-90% chance. So this narrative that spine surgery doesn't work and fusions don't work is just not true. Now, you have to have the proper diagnosis. That's critical. So you have to go to somebody who actually knows how to figure out what's wrong with the spine and then do the appropriate surgery in the appropriate way so it's technically done well. And then it's critical that they have a proper rehab afterwards. So all these factors have to be working together in order to get a good result.
And so how do people, I mean, I wouldn't know where to begin. I mean, I don't know. How do you shop for a back doctor?
Well, generally people who are involved in research, writing papers, or involved in different studies and are publishing their results. And have a track record of good results. And usually in a community, word of mouth is pretty good, that people who are getting good results.
And to do something with someone that maybe has four or five, the bone there, then maybe four or five discs are pretty much just degenerated. Someone that's a little older and they've had major degeneration where they've got four or five discs without any, where there are four or five bones there, the lower back L4, L5, L6, with no disc, or is just limited. You mentioned, I think, earlier that Tiger Woods was an exceptional person in really good shape, but when does it become just not practical to consider an operation like that?
Well, multiple level degeneration is a different problem. Now, they may have different symptoms. They may be back pain, leg pain, or both, and if the degeneration generally causes back pain, leg pain would be caused by something compressing the nerve. So you have to look at the whole spine and what you want to do and how you treat it now and how this body's going to react in time. But a fusion operation is not the only thing we can do. We can do different pain techniques, stimulators. We can do multi-level fusions if we need to. It's important to understand the mechanics of the spine so you reproduce that. Sometimes if there's not too much degeneration, an artificial disc can be used, but not generally for multiple level problems. So as you can see, it's pretty complex. So you have to understand. And each individual patient is different, so you have to work them up and diagnose what's exactly wrong, so then you treat what's wrong with a thought process of what's going to happen in the future, so you optimize the operation for that person. And then so there's just a lot of different options we can bring to the table for the person, but you really have to make a precise diagnosis to get a successful outcome.
I understand that. There's so much involved, some scoliosis and multiple layers.
Right.
I agree with you. You got to, I guess, you do MRIs and CT scans and just kind of do a whole series of X-ray related things to look at, and then just it's an individual thing. There's no cookie cutter, is what you're saying, isn't that right?
Right. That's true. So the problem with if everybody who walks in the door gets a fusion, you'll have bad results. So it's not a cookie cutter. It's individualized. And we have a whole lot of options to bring. You mentioned scoliosis. We have scoliosis treatments now are really successful, and they're done usually, with open incisions, and now they're being done with combinations of the anterior approach or the side approach through tubes or minimally invasive techniques, at least part of it. The instrumentation, the metal we put in is very advanced. And now we're using intraoperative navigation, so we're actually navigating what looks like a CT scan in the operating real time. And now robots are coming on. So the robot doesn't replace the surgeon, but it helps the surgeon make a plan and then do the operation quicker with least minimally invasive type techniques, so you don't hurt the normal tissue. You just address the pathologic tissue. So it's pretty exciting to be a doctor with all the things we can offer now. So this, I just want to, for your listeners, the idea that spine care or spine surgery doesn't work is just wrong. And I'm sorry some of your friends didn't get good results, but that's just not the case anymore.
Doc, give us your website of your group's website over there in Dallas, if you will.
TheCenterForSpineCare.com.
CenterForSpineCare.com. We'll put that down. Listen, thanks for stepping away. I know you're operating today. We really appreciate it. CenterForSpineCare.com. To your listeners who want more information, Dr. Pelosa, thanks for being with us. We hope we can talk to you again in the future.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Interesting guy and interesting idea. And I'm a guy, I kind of ask some personal questions. I got back problems, so hope I can deal with them a little bit. Maybe check out the Center for Spine Care. Rhonda Gray, Leo Honeycutt, and Jim Brown are here on the Common Sense Show. Got a lot more to talk about, so stay with us.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. It's being called the Easter Sunday Massacre, as more than 200 people are dead in Easter bombings at three churches and three luxury hotels in Sri Lanka. Nearly 500 people injured in the blasts. Police say nobody's claimed responsibility for the attacks, but seven people have been detained so far for questioning in connection with them. Yesterday marked 20 years since the Columbine High School massacre, a shooting carried out by two students, killing 13, wounding 21. Sean Graves was a student who survived, despite being severely injured.
On that day, those people walked into that building, but not a single one of us walked out the same.
Graves spoke at a memorial service held last night in Littleton, Colorado. Britain's Queen Elizabeth celebrating 93 years today. She's now the oldest and longest living monarch in the world. She attended traditional Easter services at Windsor Castle. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutter with me. You know, the funeral as we know it is becoming a relic. I grew up in an area where you had a plot in the cemetery, and you kept up that plot, perpetual care. But that's kind of gone by the wayside. You know, people are using all kinds of alternative ways when a loved one dies. Here, I read about a recent fellow who had a memorial palooza where they all got together and had hot dogs and had a mariachi band and played the favorite songs of the loved one that passed away. More and more people are cremating their loved ones.
Well, there's a country song, Prop Me Up Next to the Jukebox.
That very much sure is.
Remember that?
And I remember a lady down in New Orleans who, that was her wish, and they propped her up.
No.
Oh, definitely.
No.
There's a big thing in the paper about it, yeah.
Mickey Easterling.
Yeah, I know
Toast
Mickey.
Toast of New Orleans.
And she's propped up with her outfit on, and everybody's celebrating.
In the Sanger Theater, in the historic Sanger Theater.
That's
where they had the viewing. A glass of champagne, and that's what she wanted.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people who want to put the fun back in funerals. You know? More than half of all American deaths lead to cremations, compared to only 28% like 15 years ago, more than half. And they're saying that by 2035, the cremation rate is projected to be a staggering 80%. Is what the National Association of Funeral Directors is saying. So
have a big party in my honor, but I'll only be there in body.
Many funeral homes have event planners that you can get, and you know they put the dance
like
floors
a wedding
out.
Planner?
That's right. They got a funeral planner to put it all together. And so it's a whole different world happening, you know, and they want to make it, you know, something, you know, memorable. It's almost like a painting you make out of example. It's ashes to ashes and dust to art, you know, today. And so completely different. Rhonda, you want to be cremated? Do you want your ashes spread? You probably want them spread over the roof of a Common Sense Show radio website, I guess.
World headquarters,
yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah,
go right down the gutter.
I don't think I'd mind being cremated. We're one of those families that has all their family plots and a little family cemetery on our land. But I don't think I'd mind being cremated. But I think I'd like to be buried, maybe not scattered.
Or maybe interred. You know, you got some fine funeral home or rather memorial areas to where indoors you
right.
can leave your ashes. And now, Leo, I'm sure you're going to get very creative as we're going to leave your ashes. You want to put them over the mantle so Jackie can kind of spit on you again when she goes by every day?
I don't know if I'll be cremated because on Judgment Day, I don't want God to come down and say, pull yourself together.
Oh.
Well, and you know, and Bob Hope, it's a true story. Bob Hope did not go to funerals. He only went to one. It was Bing Crosby because he had to speak at it. But he didn't go to funerals. And so he didn't make his own funeral plan. He refused to do that. So finally, in the declining years, Dolores, his wife, said, Bob, tell us what you want. Do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? And he stopped. He said, stop right there. Cremated? Why rush it? So, and truly, on his deathbed, his daughter says to him, Daddy, we're getting really close here. What do you want us to do? Where do you want to be buried? And she said he didn't open his eyes. He just smiled, and he said, surprise me.
Good answer, good answer.
That is a good answer.
Some people are using their funeral. They've got a particular cause in mind. They're having fundraisers. They'll have food, and they'll have beverages there and everything. You come, and you have some music, and you buy a ticket so that the person's favorite charity benefits.
That's nice.
Yeah, which is kind of nice. So there's all kinds of various ways to deal with it.
And now, I've seen some things too people do with the ashes where they have taken when people are cremated, taken the ashes and actually had blown them into glass, like a vase or
a
piece of glass sculpture that uses the ashes in the glass making process.
There are people that make rings. They make jewelry, other jewelry. They make tattoos. You can use the tattoo as a base. So if you want to put your loved one on your arm, and right there, and the ashes are within the ink of the tattoo.
It was a big thing back in the 18th and 19th century to take the hair of the deceased and make wreaths out of them. And then they would hang those wreaths and put them on the wall.
Jackie's not going to have a very elaborate wreath if
no.
she's going that route.
If she's waiting for my hair, no, that's right.
So, and then take it out of the cruise ship and let the ashes go. Well, anyway, and I can't get my wife or my children to really discuss it. I'm going to live to way beyond that guy I said earlier in the show, lived to be 103. So I'm going to be around to bury a lot of these folks. And I'd like to know, you know, I wish they just give me some ideas.
I have a friend who decided to go plan her entire funeral because she didn't want that burden on her family.
Which is good.
And when she got there, the man at the funeral home ended up being a classmate of hers from high school. And he said, she told him what she wanted to do. And he said, well, before we go any further, are you okay? She said, I'm great. I just want to do this. He goes, oh, good. Then we can have some fun. And she said they had a ball planning the music and everything. And she was very glad she did it.
Well, I took my parents to at their request, took them to the funeral director, and we did the exact same. But it's really creepy when you go back into the showroom floor and you're kicking caskets. And it's like, oh, I like this. Oh, you know, it's there's a flavor for everybody.
I put in my will that I want the Benedictine monks that are located here in Louisiana that make caskets bury me in one of those caskets. But now I'm rethinking with the whole ashes thing. My mother, bless her soul, who died about 5 years ago, she planned every aspect of her funeral. I had written instructions to me what grandchild gave the scripture, how the whole service should go, the music that was played. She planned the reception. She wrote down to me the kind of cookies that would be served at the funeral as part of the thing she wanted, cakes and cookies and everything like that. Wrote it all down. She
that's amazing.
Wow.
That's like my friend. It's like taking a burden off of your family.
That's right.
To know that you're doing what they wanted.
That's right.
And one thing you may want to ask your own parents about if you're helping them do this is whether or not they have burial insurance or life insurance, because that's a big deal. Monuments cost a lot of money nowadays.
Yeah, if you're have a,
you're looking at spending really about around $10,000 just as an average.
That's right. It's about 10. You're right. My niece is getting married up in Shreveport, Louisiana, a week from this Saturday, this week and this weekend, and my parents are buried up there. And I try to make about two or three trips a year. It's about a four-hour drive from here, and go visit with my parents. And my dad planned it out very well. He had a water line run right to the family plot, and there's flowers, and there's shrubbery, and all kinds of things there. And he's got enough for about 12 people. If my brother's buried there, my mother and dad are buried there. So he felt like that was important to him. He looks Leo right out. My dad's is on a little hill, and you cross down this little gully, and right on the hill next to him, Earl Long is buried there. And so former governor of Louisiana, real character, who said, "When I die, let me be buried in Louisiana so I can stay active in politics." That was his famous.
It's good that your dad's buried there, because he might have to tell Uncle Earl to keep it down.
Right. A little bit. Last of the Red Hot Poppins.
For the rest of the folks.
Paul Newman, if you haven't seen that movie, The Blaze, yeah. About Blaze Starr and Earl Long, and Paul Newman played the role. Did a marvelous job. Did a very good caricature, and it was more about Blaze, actually, as much as Blaze stories Earl Long.
I just saw, just in the last week, I saw an oral history interview that former Secretary of State Fox McKithen, whose father was a governor of Louisiana, conducted an interview with Blanche Long, the widow of Earl Long, and towards the end of it he said, "Miss Blanche, did you see that movie Blaze?"
I did not watch that.
Asked her, because Blaze was the girlfriend. He was married to Miss Blanche Long, and he actually asked
she was a stripper on Bourbon Street.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Young girl trying to
powerful
make good
politics down here
in
Louisiana.
And in the movie, he looked at me and says, "Blaze, would you still love me if I wasn't the governor of Louisiana?" That's a quote. I put that quote in my new book I have coming out, which we'll talk about in the next short part of our program. RadioCommonSense.com. Fresh up your coffee. We'll be right back.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I'm here on the Common Sense Radio Show with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Let me ask you, let's keep it non-controversial. Leo, are you for slavery reparations or not? Do you want to give tax dollars to African Americans who had relatives that were slaves? That's an easy question for you, Leo. How do you stand on slavery reparation?
Yeah, I'm glad that you want to go out on Easter on a very light note. That's worth a whole hour's discussion by itself.
Well, I'm not putting you on the spot, but as I say, I noted I think four of the major Democratic candidates for president all have said they're for reparation. And I guess my response is, look, you go back to the Civil War. First of all, probably 70% of all the people that live in America today were not here during the Civil War. They were immigrated. They came in by vast numbers. And so are we asking them to pay for reparations when they weren't even in America at the time? The Union soldiers and the Union field that was freed the slaves, they're going to pay for reparations, even though they were fighting to abolish slavery. And then even within the Deep South, you had a number of people that really didn't support the war, but they didn't have any money. These are trying to make ends meet, and they didn't really participate. Do they pay for reparations? So you get into
Only 12% of the people in the whole country, mostly the South, owned slaves, and only 1% owned a vast number of slaves. In fact, at one point, Ulysses Grant had 4 slaves.
Well, first 7 presidents all were slave owners.
Right, so, which does not make it right. It was a horrible evil. It should never have been allowed to begin with.
I think we all agree on that, but I just think it's interesting that Senator Cory Booker, Senator Kamala Harris of California, Senator Kristen Gildebrand, Senator Elizabeth Warren, all say, oh, sure, we're going to endorse reparations. We should make reparations. Very controversial.
I'd be interested to see what form form that reparations take.
Exactly.
Also,
yeah.
Well, some people are saying more money should go to predominantly black institutions of learning and think tanks and that kind of thing.
I think there's some value there. I mean, I'm not going to say I would be in favor of just financial rewards.
Well, not when you got a $22 trillion debt.
Right, with our condition of our economy. But there's certainly value in looking at bringing that population, educational facilities and other things, higher.
Well, do we pay reparations? Have we paid that to Japanese Americans after World War II?
Well, I was going to say
we
then.
We did. We eventually did.
Was there widespread reparations? That was just talking about a
horrible
event.
Took a long time, but there was eventually some reparations for the Japanese Americans.
Yeah, that was a terrible time in our history where we took these poor Japanese families and locked them up. So,
we need to be thinking. We're going to be... Generations to come are going to be looking at some of the things that are going on right now with people immigrating into the country. At some point, some of the things that's happened to these children that have been lost in the system is going to surface.
Oh,
we still have several thousand children that got separated from their parents in that process that did not get reunited. So this is, you know, throughout history, our country's had these moments that we're not especially proud of, but there needs to be some deep discussion on how we correct them.
Maybe we'll talk about that next week because I don't know. I want to research this, but I read that there is a law on the books that you take the parents who came in illegally and that they go through the process. And there's no process to keep the children. That's a difficult situation. Not a big number, but still something. You're right that needs to deal with.
Well, I think there's a provision they could be imprisoned with their children. So I think they're doing maybe some of that now. But the question's going to come at some point that a civilized country separated parents from small children and lost them in the system. They don't know where they are right now. You know, they were trying to set up these quick places of housing these children. That's the whole kids in cages thing. But there's 2,800 or so that got lost. And so eventually those kids are going to get old enough. We're going to know, you know, what happened and... we're going to have to fix that, too. So.
And yet neither the Republicans nor the Democrats in Congress have anything close to a workable plan
right.
on the table to deal with all the illegal immigration. And what's happening, look, the word is out all over South America. Come up and fight your way in, and you could get into America. And I guess if I were living in Venezuela with all that country's going through right now, I'd try to do the same thing.
Right.
And so we've got a massive immigration problem where we're going to have over a million illegals. And, of course, what they're all saying is, I need amnesty because I'm not safe in my country.
Right.
And
if you can touch U.S. soil, you can apply for amnesty, which then puts you in that process a little different from... You know,
at one point, I think that the system was overrun. If you had, I heard the head of the immigration authority down in Texas say, if we have 5,000, that is really a challenge. 6,000 is completely overrunning us in a day's time. They're getting 15,000 and 20,000 there.
Right.
And so there's no system in place, and you've got the president who says, turn them all back, send them all back, build the wall. And so it's kind of a... Can I use the term Mexican standoff? Not only is it incorrect, but politically incorrect, but that's kind of what it is.
Right, we actually have one.
I actually have a Mexican.
You know, it's funny you segue from reparations to the wall and immigration. If this is such a bad country, why do everybody want to come here?
Well, I only segue to it because there are times when we haven't handled things well.
Well, that's true.
And then we have to, decades later, look at how do we
fix
provide these reparations and make up for what was done to these people. And those couple of thousand children that got taken away from their parents and lost by the United States government, to me, are someday going to have a legitimate claim. So when you're talking about reparations for slavery, look how long it's taken us to get to the point of even having a serious discussion of it.
This discussion will go on for a long, long time. But again, I make the point there's no responsible voices in Congress that are offering any solution. We're doing a lot about health care and so many other areas. By the way, I just threw out health care as an example. Did you see the Fox News debate that took place where Bernie Sanders was there for a very conservative audience? And he asked the audience, how many want to have Medicare for all? And everybody in the room stood up and cheered and clapped. And these were Fox listeners.
Yeah. I think it shocked some. That's why I asked our previous guest about death penalty conservatives. I think there's some areas where conservative voters are really changing on some critical issues and surprising.
Well, because they're getting older and they need it.
Right.
Yeah, the whole issue of medical care, when America ranks 40th or 39th or 40th in the world in terms of having decent health care for everybody, and we're at that level. And so that's going to be a major issue in this campaign for president. And it should be. It should be. I mean, we're obviously not doing enough. We have an inefficient system where we're paying insurance companies.
Well, I'm writing a book about that right now.
Well,
if
you hadn't cut me off, I was going to say that very thing. I was going to hype your book.
What I found is that 30 years ago, starting about 30 or 40 years ago, everybody in the country started basically being on the take. You're either on the take from government programs, you're either on the take from insurance, you're on the take at corporate welfare with tax incentives. Everybody's on the take. Everybody's pulling out of the system instead of actually putting into the system.
If there was a legitimate movement to bring the Medicare level down for everyone, you'd basically have universal care. Can you imagine the number of lobbyists that would be hired to go to Washington, D.C., not 10, not 100,000 would converge to try to whatever took place.
Newsflash, they're already there.
Well, you're right, but whatever it is, it would quadruple if you allowed that to happen. And it's going to happen. You know, it's certainly going to be debated at great length. And as I just pointed out, it's become much more in the mainstream than it was just a few years ago. So,
well, but that's also like tax. If we went to a flat tax, look at the millions of people who'd be put out of work that are tax preparation people.
When's your book coming out, by the way, Leo?
Probably not enough time to save the country.
Right. No, but I think we're looking for it in the fall, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we talked, and it's an interesting review of the entire healthcare system that operates in this country, and it's going to be a real challenging book.
We might just have to have you on to interview you about that.
Well, you know, is that going to be before or after the collapse?
Okay.
Well, any event, we're about to wind down for the day, and I'm glad you guys joined us today, spending a little bit of your Easter with us. Hope you have a great Easter Sunday with your family, whatever special thing that you do. We'll be back next week. Got Leo Honeycutt, Ronna Gray, and I'm your host, Jim Brown. We'll be back next week. Go to our website. You'll find some fun things up that way, and some Easter messages, too, at RadioCommonSense.com.
And don't hide the eggs in a vase in the parlor.
Well, that's the truth. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.